turn to be the hero.
Who's ready for cornballs?
I owe you an Ace Man. You son of a bitch. Why you gotta be such a cliche? Life hurts. Do you think we don't know that? But some of us choose to go on. Regardless. Some of us don't have time to die. Because people count on us to survive.
Well, I'm not sure if I have time to listen to this corny horseshit. The same run-of-the-mill speech by most anime heroes. Oh well. What's up, everybody? This is Chuck West. Welcome back to another episode of the Anime Storytelling Podcast. If you're a first-time listener, a very special welcome. This is the podcast where we discuss how anime, anime music, and everything in between inspires us to tell better stories. What you just heard was a clip from Dead Man Wonderland, and on the off chance that the creators of Dead Man Wonderland are listening to this podcast right now, just know that overall, I actually did enjoy this show. I enjoyed the series. One thing I noticed about it, though, is a flaw that a lot of anime has. It always does a lot of telling. Really cool effects, cool visuals, but a lot of telling. It always involves a hero who, at some point when he's on the ropes or she is on the ropes, he or she decides to get up and give some speech about how people are counting on them, or some speech about how life is, or what life is supposed to be, or what makes a hero, or the world is counting on me. All right, heroes, we get it. We understand. You're trying to teach us something about life. And the fact that you want to teach us doesn't bother me that much. But do you have to just say everything flat out? When I was younger, I used to think that saying things flat out all the time was always the way to go. And to this day, I do appreciate an honest person. I try to be as honest as I can in all that I say and do. But sometimes showing is more effective than telling. I will say, someone who does this very well, more showing than telling, would be Hayao Miyazaki. With many of his movies, there's a lesson in every movie that he makes, just like every other anime. But he spends more time showing it. If you think of movies like Spirited Away, the idea of Chihiro helping Haku out after all he did for her. That in itself teaches the lesson of help others who help you. Return the favor. Be good to one another. But they didn't spend so much time telling the lesson flat out. Chihiro didn't get up and say, that's what friends are for. Friends always have to help each other in the end. No. She just went out of her way to do it. The Boiler Man made a bit of a reference to it when he referred to what she was doing for him as love. But there was no corny speech. But anime seems to be rife with corny speeches, doesn't it? And again, I do appreciate a good lesson. And I do think movies, TV shows, and stories should have some semblance of a lesson. Because after all, that's what we go to stories and movies and TV shows for. We look for value in things. Even if the value isn't spoken flat out, we will find value in it. And if we don't, we'll change the channel. Or we won't watch the movie again. These are thoughts that I've been having about anime, especially when it comes to who teaches what and how it's taught. But this is just another idea of mine. So I want to hear what you guys think. You can either leave a comment or a message. What's one thing about anime storytelling that really, really bothers you? What makes it too corny these days? Thanks for listening, and we'll catch y'all next week.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.